T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Smith is with us, and Tom is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He is the executive director of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Tom, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Larry and Kevin.
Morning.
We understand that your organization, your society, has done a report card for America's infrastructure. And I know this, at the moment, may be influenced somewhat by COVID, but overall, it's more global and a longer-range look at where we stand and where we think we're going, right?
Absolutely, yes. We know how important infrastructure is to our economy, but we also know it's been neglected for many years. And, you know, you mentioned being a weatherman, and that's important, too, because we're also seeing more and more severe weather events, not just recently, but over the last, you know, decade and more. And so that's also putting a strain on our infrastructure and requiring that we invest in it to make sure it's resilient. Now, I also want to make sure it's sustainable. Clean water, clean air. We look at issues like climate change. So there's a lot we need to think about and be prepared for the future and not just the past. In fact, a lot of our infrastructure is about the same age as this radio station, KDK. I mean, it goes back some of it 100 years or more. And we're really seeing the impacts of that now.
So the infrastructure in the country is old or older, and it needs replaced or upgraded. What types of infrastructure did you measure, and how or why were they chosen?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, you know, American Society of Civil Engineers are civil engineers that evaluate all of our infrastructure, like aviation, bridges, dams, drinking water, energy, hazardous waste, inland waterways, levees, ports. We even looked at public parks and rail and roads, schools, solid waste, stormwater, transit, wastewater. All the things that are impacting, you know, all of your listeners, the people who are getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth, the clean water that you're using, and you flush your toilet, you know, the sanitary sewer, the stormwater that comes off your roof, the transportation networks, the energy in your home, all these things that we rely on for our quality of life, that's what we're evaluating. So we put together a pool of about 35 experts, civil engineers from across the country, and we actually have members across the world, and evaluate our infrastructure and then assess a grade. So we're just like you see in school. It's the same kind of A versus through F grades, and we assign those. And unfortunately, the overall cumulative GPA this year is a C-. Now, that's certainly nothing to write home about, but it is an improvement, believe it or not. We do this every 4 years, and that's up from a D-plus in 2017.
Do you break out, Tom, the individual states? Would there be, because we're an older state here in the east of Pennsylvania, and you know, we have water issues with the aging water structures and facilities that need to be retrofitted or completely redone. How did Pennsylvania do if you did a breakout?
Yeah, we sure did. In 2018, we issued a Pennsylvania report card. And interestingly, it had the exact same cumulative GPA, which is a C-. And, you know, you talked about water, and I know that's been a particular concern even in Pittsburgh with lead in, as far as drinking water. And in Philadelphia, I know half the city's water mains there were installed before 1930 and nearly 30% before 1900. Most of Pennsylvania's water mains have experienced break rates of, you know, 35 per 100 miles each year. And that's a 43% increase since 2012. Nationwide on the water side, you know, We find that every 2 minutes there's a waterline break, and that loses about 6 billion gallons of treated water, you know, each day. On the other hand, that C-minus grade at the national level is up from a D So that actually went up two levels, believe it or not. Isn't that something to be proud of, to get a C-minus after 4 years? Because we have made some investments, and a lot of utilities are starting to put in asset management plans, and so we're seeing some improvement there. I'll also mention in Pennsylvania, a couple of other areas of particular concern have been bridges. That's a D+. While the number of bridges, in poor condition has actually decreased slightly since 2014, and so there has been some progress, but the average age of Pennsylvania's bridges are about 15 years older than the national average. So, I think it's about 59 years old in Pennsylvania. So, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to pay attention to our infrastructure. It impacts all of our quality of life and life itself.
Wow. So our infrastructure here, our heyday must have been something when all of our bridges were being built here in Pennsylvania, because they're 50. Oh, my goodness.
We got more bridges than Venice, so yeah. We got a lot of repair work to do.
What was our grade on the bridges?
It was a D+.
Oh, D+. I'm glad we have so many of them.
Yeah.
Glad we have so many bridges. We're not getting the free cheeseburger at McDonald's for the A on the report card.
I should say the number of bridges. The number of bridges in poor condition has actually decreased pretty significantly since 2014, not slightly. So there have been improvement, but we have a long way to go. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's the area most improvement that we need to work on? What can we fix the best first?
Well, nationwide, I think our lowest grade is actually transit. That's a D-. And, we've got systems that are aging. We've got a $176 billion backlog. I know the grade in Pennsylvania for transit is a D. That's a particular area of concern, particularly when we talk about efficient means of moving people. Instead of having, one person in a car, when you use transit, it's just a very effective, cost, efficient way to move people. But it requires investment, and we have failed to do that. And also has been impacted by things like COVID. COVID has exacerbated some of the problems, especially the impacts on our state and local governments, our airports, our transit systems. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Well, coincidentally, we talked
roads
to
as well, by the way,
the new head of the Port Authority here in Pittsburgh, Catherine Kellerman, who seems to be very dynamic, and they just are putting together a 25-year plan, which was nice to see. But outside of that, Tom, as a civil engineer and somebody that looks at the big picture for all these essential things, what do you expect the average citizen to take away from this? What does it mean to us as people just going to work today, or what can we do to improve it or help?
Absolutely. Well, the solution to this is really requires federal, state, local investment, as well as engagement of the private sector. This is a very large systemic issue. It's a $2.5 trillion funding gap over a 10-year period. Obviously, the administration right now is focusing on COVID rescue and relief, and I know that we believe that the next thing it should focus on is infrastructure, and there's been a lot of discussion about that right now. And we think that they need to hear from people. This impacts our global competitiveness. It impacts jobs. It impacts our gross domestic product. We look at, if we don't invest in infrastructure, we think it costs every American family $3,300 per year. Now, we've done economic studies. We think over the next 20 years, it'll cost 3 million jobs, $10 trillion in gross domestic product, $2.4 trillion in exports. So there's every reason we need to be investing in infrastructure. We need to let our legislators know. And we also have to be prepared to pay for this. All of us who use our infrastructure, we have to be prepared to pay for it. But it impacts everything that we do, our global competitiveness. Other countries are making much more significant investments in their infrastructure. We're no longer in the top 10 ranked with the World Economic Forum with our infrastructure globally. So we have work to do. But it's something that can unite and unify this country. It's something that can put people back to work and to get excited about.
Wow, that's unbelievable. We're 10th. My goodness, where can people find out more?
All right, we're actually 13th. We're not even in the top 10. We can find out more on the ASCE webpage, ASCE.org. And you can see our infrastructure report card, and we'll be releasing that today. We're doing a reveal. We have a press conference at 10 o'clock and then a reveal at 11 o'clock. Just go to ASC.org. You can find more information.
Yeah, so you're getting this before it's official. InfrastructureReportCard.org. Go directly. And Tom Smith, the executive director of the ASCE, which is American Society of Civil Engineers. We appreciate your expertise and passion, Tom. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for having me on, and have a great morning and great day, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.